currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Pam Jardine. Already home to a slew of technological industry leaders, Kirkland was boiling over with developers, designers, marketers, and program managers at a startup weekend event held November 9th through the 11th at Carillon Point and the Woodmark Hotel. The 54-hour event allowed entrepreneurs and startup enthusiasts the opportunity to share business ideas, convince others to join their team, and spend 2 days working together to make the idea a reality. Industry experts like Microsoft Senior Product Manager Chris Bault came from all over the region to take part.
I came here just because I've always heard about Startup Weekend, always wanted to be a part of the startup community, and came last night, and there's a guy, Joe, had a fantastic idea for a great web app, and I didn't have an idea, but I had some experience to contribute, so here I am helping out the team, actually the product planner for the team, so we've got some amazing developers, some designers on the team, and some business folks that are helping us build a strong following, and hopefully launch an app in less than 3 days.
Startup Weekend participants were provided with expert coaching and mentoring during the course of the weekend. At the end of the event, the groups turned an idea into a business plan and formed what event organizers describe as scalable companies that solve real-world problems, such as buying lottery tickets or choosing what color apple to eat. The group spent the last day of the event presenting their ideas to the other participants and coaches. Also present for the final presentations was a panel of judges who chose the top three startups. The top two performers of the weekend were startups called WeSide, coming in second, and Eliza and Company, taking top honors. Chris Bault was part of the WeSide collaboration.
Our app is it's WeSide. It's you have a decision to make and you want your friends' help deciding. So you're going to post through your Facebook, through Twitter, and it'll redirect you to our app to help you decide, should you get the black shirt, should you get the white shirt, should you eat an apple, should you eat an orange, what should you order at your favorite restaurant, using the power of your friends and your social network to help you make simple decisions.
Which is a matchmaking service to introduce stylists to customers who need their help. As I first started thinking about bringing this to market, I started by talking to friends about it and socializing the idea.
Alex Tibbetts of Eliza & Company said the startup weekends are an ideal venue with entrepreneurs looking to develop their ideas into a hard and fast business plan.
All entrepreneurs should just pursue their dreams, and these startup weekends are an awesome way to connect with other people who are interested in your ideas, and you can begin to develop them. And just taking that first step is the most important thing.
Eliza & Company will help match customers with local fashion consultants. To learn more about Startup Weekends, go to startupweekend.org. City water, sewer, and garbage will see increases in their utility rates. The water and sewer increases are due to escalating charges from the agencies that provide these services. To cover the gaps, the Kirkland City Council agreed in September to raise the city's sewer rates by less than 6% and its water rates by 3%. Customers will receive rate information in their December utility statements. Customers with rate questions can contact the city's utility billing division at 425-587-3150 or email utilitybilling@kirklandwa.gov. Another installment of the educational film series Kirkland Works has been completed and released to the public. A Vision for Generations, Building and Maintaining Kirkland's Parks, outlines the history of Kirkland's parks and gives civic leaders views on their future. The Kirkland Works film series lays out a roadmap for Kirkland residents that will guide them through the city's strategy for progressing toward and attaining 10 goals decided upon by the City Council. Most importantly, the films will help residents understand how these goals will impact those who live, work, and play here. These videos can be viewed on Kirkland's YouTube channel and on the city's website. Additional installments of the Kirkland Works series will be released in the future. On election day, Kirkland voters decided to invest in local infrastructure and sustain the high quality of life enjoyed here by approving Proposition 1 for streets and Proposition 2 for parks. City staff is developing work plans and public outreach to prioritize immediate and long-term projects that improve streets, neighborhood safety, school walk routes, and restore and enhance parks and open spaces. Planning is underway for 3 additional street overlay areas on Northeast 116th Street, Northeast 145th Street, and Simons Road Northeast, with resurfacing expected in the summer of 2013. Traffic engineers will implement plans to calm neighborhood traffic in the areas that need them. In 2013, the city will install a new crosswalk between John Muir Elementary and Kamiokin Middle Schools on 132nd Avenue Northeast. This is just one example of the 50 new or improved crosswalks that will be implemented throughout the city as quickly as possible. Proposition 2 will restore landscaping, tree care, and maintenance in the neighborhood parks to pre-recession levels. Restrooms will reopen in the spring, and summer lifeguards will return to Juanita Beach, Waverly, and Doris Cooper Houghton Beach parks. The City of Kirkland will ask its residents to help formulate plans that will renovate Edith Moulton Park and Waverly Beach Park, and to help develop a long-term master plan for the Cross Kirkland Corridor. Many of these public involvement opportunities will begin after the first of the year, and the City of Kirkland wants your input. To keep up with the planning process for streets and park projects, go to kirklandwa.gov. Election Day results weren't all about Propositions 1 and 2 for local voters. Kirkland residents will now be represented by Congresswoman Susan DelBene in the U.S. House of Representatives after she won the open seat for the 1st Congressional District. Both Washington State Legislative Representatives Larry Springer and Roger Goodman will continue serving Washington State's 45th Legislative District. In the 48th Legislative District, Representative Ross Hunter will be joined by Representative Cyrus Habib, who won election to the House seat vacated by Deb Eddy. And following the redistricting process last year, Kirkland residents will also be represented by the 1st Legislative District, where State Senator Rosemary McAuliffe and Representatives Luis Moscoso and Derek Stanford each won re-election to office. The Kirkland Police Department Citizens Academy was as successful as it was educational this fall, with more than 30 residents applying to take part in the program. However, only 20 seats were available during this session. The Citizens Academy is an 8-week program designed to give participants a working knowledge of the Kirkland Police Department. The weekly sessions were comprehensive and each covered different areas of the department, including patrol officer training, investigations, canine, special response team, use of force issues, and firearms.
Hopefully they come away with a better sense of everything that the police and the fire department do, that it's not sort of a simple job that we have to perform, how we have to multitask. We've got many, many things going on at one time. Just to give them a bit better sense of what it is that we actually do under these like high stress situations.
So far, so good. It's very interesting. Kirkland PD does a lot of hard work that I think a lot of citizens just don't quite understand.
Instruction consists of lectures, scenarios, demonstrations, and tours. There is plenty of hands-on time for each student during many areas of instruction.
We were involved in impounding the car and searching the car for evidence and documenting the condition of the car and any evidence we found.
The instructors were officers and other personnel from the Kirkland Police Department that specialize in their respective areas of expertise. The academy is held sporadically, so those interested in participating in the event next year should continue checking the Kirkland Police Department's website at kirklandwa.gov/police. As we enter the winter months, give Mother Nature a break. Follow some simple green holiday tips from Kelly Farron, Kirkland Recycling Program Coordinator, and the host of Currently Kirkland's Ask Kelly.
Dear Kelly, I'm trying to be greener this holiday season. Do you have tips on ways I can reduce my waste? The holidays is a great time to be aware of your waste. From Thanksgiving to New Year's Day, Americans increase their household waste by 25%. From extra food waste, packaging, gifts, We send more than 1 million tons of trash to the landfill each week during the holiday season. Here are some easy tips to help reduce your waste this holiday season. Bring your own bag when you're shopping. Consolidate trip shopping to save fuel, or avoid the crazy parking mess and use public transit or walk to do your shopping this season. For gift wrap, try and reuse gift wrapping and bows from last year, or get creative. Find some old newspaper or mixed paper and wrap your gifts with it this year. If that doesn't work and you need to buy wrapping paper made from recycled content, or buy wrapping paper that isn't metallic and has no foil in it. This way you can recycle that wrapping paper after you use it. For gift giving this year, try not to give stuff, but experiences. Consider sporting events, theater, gift card to the restaurants, or anything like that to have a more meaningful experience with the ones you love. And finally, our least favorite part of the holidays, cleanup. Save what you can for reuse the next year, such as wrapping paper, bows, and holiday decorations. Also, donate any unused items you don't want anymore. Lastly, when cleaning up after those holiday meals, compost your extra food scraps. All meat, dairy, vegetables can be composted. Use a composting container or a biodegradable bag to make it easier to clean up. You can store it here before taking it out to your gray compost cart. Thank you for your continued efforts in recycling, and happy waste-free holidays.
Thanks, Kelly. Happy holidays to you too. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland.